Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. You ready to roll? You ready to
go? I go to another room. I turn the call some real quick.
I'm you good? Go ahead. I'm going to stay on the phone with you.
Oh, no. I want to talk about you. I'm talking to my kids.
Talking to the kiddos over there.
Yeah.
I'm already knowing we on live right now, man. How's your day going, man?
Man, you know, I'm just resting right now. I got a doctor's appointment coming up. You know, I've been in between states traveling and stuff.
Okay, man. Thanks for coming on to the show, the Night Shift Podcast, man. I appreciate you tuning in, listening, being the number one supporter. You know what I mean? You know, me and you been rocking since through 96, 97, 98. So we go back, man, and I was just telling people, this is D to the Nights right here. Darius Williams, the comedian from Chicago, Illinois, you know. So go ahead and
thank you, bro. Thank you.
Yeah, no doubt, man. So give a little introduction about yourself, because, of course, they already know who I am. So this your time to shine.
Well, I am born Darius Williams from Chicago, Illinois. I've been on the road traveling the past, like, eight years now, just exploring, just trying to get my name out more, just grinding on my comedy purpose, comedy vision, man. It's been a journey, man. But I've been kind of feeling like the gingerbread man, you know, like catching the can, you know. And like, shoot, I've been feeling like just like from like state to state, and I got like the whole like freaking like with the decoration they put under your gingerbread man with the sprinkles and all that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So
yeah, man. So, you know, you've been funny to me since day one, man. So let the audience know, like, you know, how did you get into comedy, man? Because, you know, when I came up with you, it was just natural, man. You know what I mean? You know, tell jokes, you know what I mean? But you capitalized on that, man, and you just kept pushing. So what inspired you to take it further to the next level? As being a comedian,
you know, it's so funny, and we definitely went to school together. And I always, as a kid, I always watched shows, watched movies, and just always like wanted to be on the TV screen, be an actor and be able to make people laugh. I like just to just it's kind of weird because I'm like really really shy, and then I believe as I got older, I kind of had a got out of it though. But you know, I did the talent show back in fifth grade, elementary school, and then that's when it all really had kicked off right there. And then it just, I look back on that a lot. I think I was only 12 years old when I had did that talent show, and I remember watching Comic View, View,
man.
And just. Like stealing like somebody like whole completely set, and like I recorded it, wrote it down, practiced it, and I auditioned for a talent show we had back in fifth grade, 1998 to be exact. Damn, I'm old, 34 in December. But yeah, that's what happened right there, man. And I look back now, you know, and it was like, wow, like that's where it all happened, started right there.
Okay, so further on down the line, as you got more into the comedian scene, how was it when you did your very first stand-up comedian show? Like, what was the experience? What was you feeling? And how did you overcome it? Because I know, you know what I mean, it's not an easy thing to get up in front of however many people to do your thing, but at the same time, if it's natural, you feel what I'm saying, it's just gonna come with the flow. So just let the audience know, you know what I mean, from your beginning of being that comedian, being on that first stage.
I just want to say I'm sorry for the ghetto-ness of my recording, because I have I'm staying in an unknown location. It's not my complete residence, so other people live here, so they have kids here running around, so I apologize to your kids.
Man, it's all good on the Night Shift podcast, great. Man.
It's the Night Shift podcast, man. Kids are up till 3 o'clock in the morning, so...
You ain't never lied about that.
I just wanted to put that disclaimer in because, like, they're right next to my, speaker right now. And they're, probably about to, ask me a question, why I'm doing this podcast. So I just want to put it out there. But, side note that, so I got sidetracked. Can I ask this question again?
It's all good, man. I'm telling. I told people that you was gonna bring the funnies, you was gonna bring the heat. You feel what I'm saying on the Night Shift podcast? So it's natural, you know. Kids is I hate to say it, but they could be like little runts at times, right? Like little chihuahuas, just biting at your ankles, just at you. But the question was, when you first did your stand up. In the next
there we
show,
go. Y'all got it. Y'all got it now. Yeah, perfect. Yeah, perfect. Thanks for that. We have. I was 21, and I can kind of talk over that a little bit. I was 21, and actually before I had went actually on the actual comedy stage, I believe I had auditioned for America's Got Talent, and I had went down to the current place. I was driving. I just heard an ad on the radio. I was just like, man, I've been writing for a while, but haven't really tried it out and just put together just in an art craft form or stand up form, And so that was an experience. I was I went there 8 in the morning, 9 in the morning, and I didn't get a chance to audition till about 7 at night. And I seen a lot of pretty cool stuff there. I was sober as shit, man. I wish I would have had a blunt or something, man, or a shot. I probably would have been way more funnier, but I was stiff as hell going there with the... it was an experience, though. A couple people say they seen my clips on the rejects of people that didn't make the cut, and they showed a snippet of me. But after that, from me doing my stand-up comedy, my first time doing it, it was wild. Definitely, look back, I definitely improved a lot more than then. But I was blessed to be around a lot of vets and great shot y'all greats of the comedy game when I first got on the scene, and I was able to draw information from and knowledge from all the older big homies in the game. I really took heed to the information and the knowledge they was giving me and dropping me, which still to this day I got some nice friends I can call on.
Okay, so for the audience, man, I hope that y'all get in this game right now. I hope that y'all get in this game right now, because he just sat here and really just told y'all to improve, to sharpen your skills. You gotta reach out. You gotta practice, because nothing comes to you overnight. So, like I said, man, that was a lot of food for thought right there, man. And for those that didn't get that, you can always replay this on the Night Shift podcast. But yeah, man, you know what I mean? I know that you had your ups and downs in life, and you just still stayed, devoted and dedicated into always bringing the comedy, the funnies, you feel what I'm saying? So, I know me and you was talking the other day, right? And you was telling me, I think you told me this probably about 10 years ago, when I came back to my pop's house back out there. I think you was telling me that you was into, you was going to school for what, filming and production, digital filming. Could you briefly touch on that?
Yeah, I had the, always me that's part of my dream and vision growing up as a kid, always watching shows and TV shows. Corey, can you get my water bottle? sorry. This is the most ghetto podcast ever. It's kind of like
you good, man. It's all love right here on the Night Shift podcast.
Started from me, that was the that be a comedy and the. That's so annoying, man. Can I have a water bottle, please?
No.
Can you get a?
Damn, dog. That be kids, man. You can't live with them, can't live without them. But,
in the corner. 4 minutes in the corner, please.
We.
4 minutes in the corner.
But we love them, man. I just applaud you for even coming on the Night Shift podcast, even giving your time and your dedication to let these people know, to let the family know what you've been going through.
Can you see me on the phone? Please go. Come on, crowd.
But yeah, why he's dealing with the kids over there, man. The A's Barbecue is a great barbecue place that you want to check out, you know, in Sacramento, man. It's one of my own side note businesses that I be doing like on the weekend, so. You got to really tap into that. You know what I mean? It's pretty good, you know. We'll touch more into that later, but yeah. Okay. I'm glad that you're back on the air, man. You know what I mean? It's all good. It's all love right here on the show. We all understand. You know what I mean? We all we got. So you can carry on what you were saying.
Now, as always, just... The vision started from being young, doing the comedy. Well, I wanted to do the comedy. I just after just watching movies and TV shows when I was younger, I just wanted to be on the screen and just like in the TV, so to speak. You know, like I guess like when you're eight, nine years old, 10 years old. Spike Lee wasn't influenced.
Okay.
That was really like with the visual production. I went to the art institute, the Illinois Institute of Art, and then I was studying digital video production. Pretty to school. I had a transfer to a school out in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Technical school that I was working on, finishing my degree in the digital media. Freaking school is so hard, man. You know, you get life coming away and you got different obstacles coming away. So I'm going to school now, stop school and going to school. So it's kind of back and forth. But I definitely do have the background in filmmaking talent as well as the writing. And I tie that all in with my comedy and stand-up comedy, so all that's just the whole realm of being an artist.
Yeah, great. You know what I mean? I love it, man. You know what I mean? You always had that fire and that passion to push through, even when you was going through what you was going through, your ups and downs in life, man, because you have a deep story, man, and a lot of people don't understand. You feel what I'm saying? That what you're going through right now, you feel what I'm saying? It makes you a lot stronger to overcome a lot more things that's coming to you, you know what I mean, in life, man. You know, you learn how to bear patience and endurance, you know what I mean? And not to say too much, man, but, you know what I mean? I admire you, man. I even admired you back then, man. You feel what I'm saying? As we was coming up, man, and it's all love, man. You a friend that became a brother to me. You know what I mean? And it's an honor to have you on the Night Shift podcast, you know, what's going on.
We appreciate you, our brother. And we definitely gonna re-edit and, like, redo this without all the side effects, the kids' side effects, and, like, me, like, running around chasing kids. And
Man, you good.
But this is definitely gonna be one for the... archive right here, though, because definitely I'm gonna be more big and better things that's gonna be coming along. It just been like a very just it's hard to take this even podcast serious. I got the kids on my face, really kind of throwing me off.
You all good, bro. Yeah, you good with me?
We
got
to do a redo. We got to do a redo. I don't even like this podcast, bro.
Man, it's all good, man. It's like I said, it's all about the strength and courage, and just by you even being on the platform, man. You know, it's all love. You know, it's always, you know, like I told you, we always got a part two to a lot of things that's coming soon. But let me get to me though. You feel what I'm saying? For those that's tuning in to the Night Shift podcast, you know what I mean. I got started last month. You know what I mean? Officially. With the podcast brand, me and my guy Paul Moss, which you might also know him as Paul Moss, aka Paul TV, on Facebook, which is the realest Facebook talk show on the planet, the fastest growing YouTube channel on the planet, and even on IGTV. You know what I'm saying? His show's been incorporated ever since 2017. I came along at the end of 2018, and I just been the co-host ever since. You know, so that's a brief introduction about me and Paul. We just, you know, because we both do work as a security guards. You know what I mean? Look how God work, right? So we was just doing, we was just, you feel what I'm saying? We was just doing night shifts. So, you know, one day, man, you know what I mean? One day me and him just linked up, you know what I mean? You know, because great minds that think alike come together, you know, do a lot of things. So we was like, hey, why don't we just call it the Night Shift, you know what I mean? So that's how the name came about, you feel what I'm saying? So I appreciate
it should be the
love.
Should be to security guard, bored as hell. Playing with my phone.
Man, you know what I mean? But at the same time, a lot of creation comes up when you be bored too, man. But you see what I'm saying? That's my dude right there, man. The comedian from Chicago, man. I love him, man. You feel what I'm saying? He pushes hard at what he do, man. So at the same time, that's what we're supposed to do through life, especially if it's something that you building upon, your brand, your career, whatever it is that you put in your mind to. You got to put your foot in, you got to put your foot down, you got to get your hand in the dirt, you got to get gritty with it, you know what I mean? Because nothing going to come to you easy.
You got to get really gritty with it, and you got to be kind of homeless a little bit, and you got to kind of like sleep with like fat girls that you don't want to sleep with because like you ain't got nowhere to go to, but you got to be
but
you
got
to give
mean,
up
you know.
To like fat bitches that you don't want to stay with, but you ain't got nowhere to go, you're homeless, so you gotta hit these comedy stages, man. And like I said, you gotta be homeless, man. And you gotta be shit. Cause I didn't have to fuck like a lot of big bitches. You know what I'm saying? I didn't want to screw. You know what I'm saying? But I needed to be somewhere to stay. You know, and I had to like hit these comedy stages. So that's how hungry I was. You know what I'm saying? So you ain't really hungry and like want to make it in a comedy game. You're just homeless, and you gotta give up your body to big women that you don't want to sleep with. They don't wash their ass and they smell you and shit, so you gotta put a face mask on. So it's, yeah,
man. You know what I mean? Yeah, but at the same time, you know, you know if you ain't ready, you might as well just pack up. If you don't go hard, you might as well go on home, right?
Go home, I hit it raw. Shit, I don't know.
Ah, yeah. Oh, no, man. You know what I mean? Like I said, man, I told you he was going to bring the heat, man. He was going to bring the funnies. This is him, man, all day, man. This is just him naturally, y'all. You know what I mean? So you really got to just...
Park myself? Or like, we just, like, are we just been having a conversation? Or, I mean, like, because, I mean, I don't mind sharing what I'm, like, going through currently right now with this, you know, battling with this cancer stuff right now.
Okay. Right. Did y'all just hear that? For him to still be doing comedy and stuff like that, he's dealing with a... When you want to speak on it?
Hey, shit, it's cancer shit, you know, shit. I'm sure everybody know about cancer, because, like, everybody be like, I find it kind of, like, it's a little bit weird and kind of funny. Cause everybody trying to get cancer. So since everybody know I got cancer, they were like, man, how'd you get it? Like, is this something I can like take or something I can avoid? And I'm like, no, I don't think cancer works that way.
Man.
And I'm like, I'm like, yeah. I don't know how I got cancer, but if I knew how I got it, I probably would have had took that bitch back and told them they could have a refund.
Man, for real. You know what I'm saying? But,
God has been real good. I've been going through the stage four. That surgery in April, my liver. I'm going back on chemo right now. In between natural and it's just been like a real scary thing though. It's been a lot going on, but through all, just gotta keep the faith strong, man. It's way more easier said than done. You know, it's definitely it's a struggle and a patience, man. I find myself just doing a lot more praying and meditation, just trying to keep the human mind. Because the human mind, man, it's the wondering, man. And like, we don't even like. I mean, y'all seen that movie called Lucy, right? I mean, I don't mean to make no movie references, but kind of needed to make the point.
And what stage are you in again? Would you mind repeating yourself on that?
I just stage four. It's like no more stages. Like it's like a stage five, stage seven, stage four, the highest.
Man, like I said, do y'all hear that, man? He's still doing comedy. He's still pushing. So there's no excuse to achieve your goals and achieve your dream and attack it. You know what I mean? God is working in his favor. So is there a way that anybody can contact you on on a social media platform?
You know, I've been on like a social media detox, so to speak, kind of lately. You just
detox.
I am on Instagram at the letter B, the number two, duh, like DUH, like duh. So D to the night on Instagram. I promise there won't be no kids in the background. Also, my Facebook. Darius D. Nice, DEENICE. I'm actually getting sharper on my getting my YouTube channel and everything together though, but I just been taking up, just putting everything together, man. You know, I mean, you got so much energy, and I've been in and out of the hospital about the past 6 months, so I haven't really had energy. And the mental capacity to really put some body of work together. But, like, that's coming. That's coming for the end of the year, coming into the new year. A lot more activity and more of D-Nice.
I appreciate you, bro. Give me at least about 7 more minutes of your time. I know that you got a lot of things going on right now. You feel what I'm saying? But we still making magic happen.
I don't mind the kids in the background, the dogs, and the exercise effects. Hey, you get me for the whole rest of 24 hours, man. Y'all catch
everything. Man, for real. So, you know, man, before we take this thing on out, man, I got to ask you a couple of more questions, man. I know you're like, come on with it, Tone. You feel what I'm saying? For those that don't know, that's what he called me. You know, you got to really know me to really call me that. You feel what I'm saying? But we going to talk a little bit about that on another episode. So who is your favorite comedian and why?
You know what? Actually, like, I go back to when I first started, inspired me. And I would actually even call him a comedian, though, but, like, this had, like, a lot to do with the shape of my character, and it's probably gonna get a lot of laughs, but shout out Will Smith. So, like, Will, for real, I ain't gonna lie to you, like Will Smith, the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, that's my idol, man. Like, Will Smith really, really influenced me a lot, and it's crazy because he ain't, like, I don't think Will Smith even got any type of like stand up routine. I don't know, but and then freaking D.O. Hughley, actually, to be like a real comic. D.O. Hughley, Sinbad, just the art of it, because like once you realize how part is to do clean jokes and clean material, and like don't say like no unholy words, and then you just have like a whole nother different respect for the craft, and like me being like a student of the game, because I definitely haven't hit my peak yet at all, so I'll just being humble and just anything come due time, you know.
Okay, so
I thought it was weird though. I know it was weird. I say Will Smith, but like that's a real true fact. Like Will Smith, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, man. Like growing up, it's just like that. Like he just had so much influence on my character and shit, man. Just like being like that was pretty cool. And then after doing all that, then it was that.
You know, like I said, man, no judgment passed here. Your truth is your truth, man. You know what I mean? You name some bad comedians, you feel what I'm saying? Especially, you know, Will Smith has some good characteristics, man, especially on the episodes of The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, man. I mean, despite the things that, you know, media talks about, you know, they blow him up, right, as opposed to, you know what I mean, what happened with the Will and Jada situation. You know, everybody was talking heavy about that, you know what I'm saying? But I ain't really going to touch on that topic, you feel what I'm saying? Because it's already said and done, man. But before we walk and leave this stage, bro, can you give the audience your why? Your reason why that you keep pushing every day? What is your why?
Well, if you want to get real deep with it,
you heard me.
I don't know how many woke listeners gonna be hearing, but actually, man, just I think about my like family, man, just like breaking family curses, and then just started this my ancestors, my family members, to just try to build on my family name, basically. You know, like, just break the family curses, you know, break the chains. I'm definitely human, so, I mean, I've had time with that. A lot of times. Like, I really don't feel like doing this podcast right now, but we're doing it, though, my brother.
Right.
But, like, quitting and, like, giving up, like, a lot, though, you know, but just God in me, man, and just do a lot of prayer and just meditation, man. Like it's like heavy on the prayer and your meditation, just trying to protect your energy, basically. You know, and it's not a really easy thing to do, because like all your energy and everything can't be so like distorted and like taken away just off so much simple thing. Like you can just swipe up and like check a notification on your phone and go to Facebook and see somebody made like a dumb comment that you didn't like, and that just boom, that just took away some more points from you. But I just say just it's all, everybody has something deep down, deep inside of them that drives them and like keeps on going when they feel like getting up. And I just say just to like listen to your inner voice, man. You know, your spirit, pay attention.
Mm. That's deep right there, man. Well, I just want to say thank you for tuning in to the Night Shift Podcast. I thank you for even coming on my platform of the Night Shift Podcast. Like I said, man, I love you, brother. Like, real talk, you know what I mean? I appreciate the knowledge and the game that you gave across the platform tonight. You feel what I'm saying? Because this goes out all around the world. You feel what I'm saying? I got people listening from Ireland, Australia, Canada, the Philippines. So it's love, man, and I wish you best of luck.
I'm very grateful too. Thank you for even giving me the opportunity to have a voice to even like express. And I know it didn't work out to the full capacity like we wanted to, but
man, when God got a hold on you, or Allah, whoever people believe in, can't nobody take that away from you, no matter what. So this right here is like a motivation to keep pushing through, no matter what's going on in the background, what's going on
in
your life.
Y'all see me on the phone, y'all ruined it, dog. Y'all see, hey, look, these kids are just gangsters. Like normally, like when we was kids, and, like, we seen older people that was on the phone, like, we was never in their face, because, like, we would have got, like, punched in the face or, like, something, but, like, kids are, like, bold these days, like, they're actually talking on the phone, like, they'd be trying to ask you a question, like, seeing you on the phone, like, what the heck type of, I'm sorry, y'all, man, like, it just, hey, it's just bold kids these days, you know, sure, they, like, they'd crowd, like, right in front of your microphone, like, no, I'm on the phone with the president, like, sorry, president.
It's all love right here. Like I said, I got a Mohican over my crib. That's, I'm already knowing what it is, but I deal with it. But at the same time, I just build with it and chill with it.
Hey, this some raw ass podcast here right here though, man. This
I appreciate
raw right here. Like, this is real organic, as they would call it.
it's all good, man. Well, thanks for chiming in, tuning into the Night Shift podcast. Y'all know me, A Carter the One on Facebook, A Carter the One on Twitter, A Carter the One on the IG Instagram, ACARTERDA1. Also, my man's Paul Moss, Paul the Chosen One Moss. That's his IG. So y'all tune in to the weekly Paul TV shows too. Love y'all. I'm up out of here. Peace out, my brothers.